24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A new way of radio and the beginning of a new talent. MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet.
Welcome everybody to Damage Radio, heard here live on MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet. You know me, I'm RC, alongside Matt, the ultimate Kiss fan Porter, Arthur the Bullet Littman, and guys, what a show we have for you today. We have program director of WNPV 98.5 FM and also 1440 AM, the one and only Daryl Berger. Daryl, thank you so much for being in the house today, man.
I love the smattering of applause. I'm energized and I'm ready to go.
Monday morning, man, it's like, what, 2 degrees outside? It's the beginning of a new semester, I believe, because there's no parking. So that's all it sounds about, right, Matt?
That's true.
And we're here live. We're getting damaged, man. We got a great day today. We're going to talk about the big man, Arthur the Bullet Littman, man. 24 today, man.
24
years old, man. We had a huge birthday bash we're going to talk about a little later. And, Daryl, man, appreciate you coming on, man, and being a guest today.
Well, absolutely. A lot has changed. I went to Monco, I guess it was around 1981 or something like that. And a lot has changed, but parking is still an issue.
Yeah.
And I just wondered where the guest celebrity parking was, because I didn't find
exactly.
It.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that. But actually, you know, we'll get right into that since you brought it up.
Okay.
Bullet, you want to say your first question?
Yeah. Daryl, I understand you graduated here many years ago.
Right.
And so how did you enjoy to be here, right back here in college?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had a kind of a tenuous relationship with the college. And in all honesty, I have to admit to being several credits short of actually graduating from Monco. But I enjoyed being here, and it really led to my career in radio, because in what used to be, where was the theater program back in the old...
You know, think about that. The theater used to be, by that point, was probably over in the Science Center. Then by the time I started, it was down in the PE building on the second floor. And now it's over in the Science Center again in the new Black Box Theater.
Yeah, but it's completely, you know, renovated.
Totally different.
And altogether different. And there was the theater group. You had to do... Well, I was in the theater group for some reason. I don't really like theater, but there I was. And on
on
the bulletin board, they had this thing for a radio. They had it was at WCSD, which was a public radio station over in Warminster. And I quickly found out that they would take anyone. They didn't pay anybody, but they took everyone.
Sounds about right.
You could be on the radio, and that's where I started my radio career. So I really have Monco to think about. I did not actually attend more classes than I had to here at Monco. I negotiated with several professors that I could test, and I would read the text, but I sometimes didn't come to Monco. Instead, I was off pursuing this radio career. But really, it was a little tag on a bulletin board in the theater department that got me my first radio gig, albeit non-paying, but... Yeah. So, Arthur, that's
fantastic.
Yeah.
And now, if this was around, you know, when you went to school here.
Yes.
You know, some students, like, don't even take advantage of this opportunity. Like, what would you say to them? Like, you know.
Oh, well, this is a completely different experience. I mean, I want to take this studio back home to WNPV, and I'd be very happy with the setup here. There was WRFM, which was the on-campus radio station at the time, and that was in the basement of Founders Hall in a closet. So I did some stuff there, and I grabbed the latest copy of the Mont Gazette here. I worked at the Mont Gazette a little bit. Really, most of the time I was on campus, I think I was either at the radio station or at Mont Gazette. Take advantage of what is a tremendous opportunity. I mean, whether you're a student here or whether you're not, you know, not a student here, come to Monco and see what they have to offer, because really the offerings are far more sophisticated than they used to be, and it's... I don't want to call it an unknown gem, but it's an underappreciated gem, I think, in the county. So
yeah, it kind of brings me up to a story that that Mr. Porter told me about. You know, he was in class, right? I think it was science class, and it's like, anyone here for anatomy? And he raised his hand. Tell us that story.
That's when I was in school. Yeah. That's like the first class I ever had in college was actually in basic human anatomy.
Yeah,
and I knew I was in the wrong place when they went down the line and they say, "What's your major? Nursing, nursing, nursing." Communications? Yeah, not a good fit.
No, you don't. You shouldn't be there at all.
We got our first caller, Bully. Want to bring it in?
Oh! False alarm.
Call back, guys. If you want to call back, all right, give them the number.
Just give them a call on Complete Damage Radio. Please call 215-619-7366. Oh, we got a call.
There we go.
Let's try it again.
Boy, oh boy.
Thank you for calling Complete Damage Radio. And who's on the line?
This is Magic Mike. What's up, guys?
There we go.
Hey, Mike. Hey. What's up, Mike?
Thanks for calling, man.
What's up? Hey, I never thought I would do this on the air, but I just want to do this one thing. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Arthur. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Magic Mike, thank you, man.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. We love it. Appreciate the call, Mike.
What's going on, boys?
Not too much, man. How about you?
All right. We had a nice rumble last night.
Yes, we did, man. Yeah, what were some of your favorite parts of it?
Let's see. I like the double J part of it. I like seeing the women prevail. I like seeing Nia Jax, do her thing. It was pretty good.
Nice. Now, Dara, are you a professional wrestling fan at all?
What exactly was the Rumble?
Nice. Let's catch them up a little bit. The Royal Rumble is in wrestling. There's 30 men or women. It's two now. They do, and they all enter the ring 2 minutes at a time. And they try to throw each other off the top rope, over the top rope.
Now, where was this exactly?
This was in Phoenix, Arizona.
It's the home of the Arizona Diamondbacks in Chase Field. Last night, I was watching that like, holy smokes, that was jam-packed.
Who won the Royal Rumble last night?
It was Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yep.
Seth Rollins.
But the women stole the show. The women's battle royal was way better.
Yep.
Becky, wow.
Yeah, and I was watching, like, Lana last night. What happened was she was hurt. She cannot compete, but Becky Lynch took her place.
Yep. Hey, Magic Mike, what were your thoughts on the Rumble, man? You still there, Mike?
Yeah, I am. Oh, you were talking to me.
The women's Rumble, man.
The Rumble. Well, I mean, you know, I was disappointed in the lack of surprises from the women's you know, I wanted to see, like, Lita. I wanted to see the old school again. But I think the reason why they did it was because they wanted to see how it would work with all the new talent that they had. Mm-hmm. But, you know what? All the women, they did great. You know, this is a women's business now. And the women are showing us, you know, like Becky Lynch, she said she's the man. You know, it's anything goes. But the Royal Rumble, I thought it was good. All the matches flowed. I was gonna say I would have been disappointed with Brock Lesnar versus Finn, but you know what? Size does not matter in this case. He really did a good job, and he took the fight to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's one match I actually missed. I got to catch up on that one tonight.
I got to say, I got to give a shout out the fact that Finn Balor made that match look interesting, and the same with. You know, Ronda Rousey making it look like there's any chance that Sasha Banks should last. Come on, right? Yeah. Ronda Rousey, the fact that that match wasn't 30 seconds, I don't even get that.
Yeah. That was a great match last night against Sasha Banks. The funny thing is, she's related to Snoop Dogg, and because that was Snoop Dogg's cousin, you're talking about Sasha Banks.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and I don't know who did Ronda's makeup, but
she looked fierce.
Yeah.
But Ronda Rousey's makeup is done by Mantar.
Hit that damage button, Mario. That sounds about right. All right, Magic Mike, on that note, man, I appreciate you calling, man, and I hope you have a great week, dude.
Yeah, man, and also don't forget, man, if you guys want to call my show, give us a call. You know, I'm on this Wednesday night, so give me a call. I'll talk to you guys.
Give a quick plug, man. Where can people listen to you?
You can listen to me. I'm with the Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network, and I'm on Blog Talk, and you can listen to me live 8 p.m. on Wednesday nights. I'm on from 8 to 11. And, and if you want to find me, I'm on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Now and more with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara.
Nice. Well, Magic Mike, thank you so much for your time, man. Have a great week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Wow. I have a story about professional wrestling. Uh-oh. Do we have time for it?
We have plenty of time. When's
the next commercial break? I always have to worry about, you know, I got to get into the commercial one time. So when I was in high school, they used to have wrestling used to be on for like an hour or half an hour every Saturday, and they would tape a number of shows together at the Ag Hall in Allentown.
Yeah. Okay.
So I went to see a card of wrestling that included Chief J. Strongbow.
Nice.
and the Blackjacks, Blackjack Mulligans. They were
tough guys, man.
They were tough guys, but one of the Blackjacks and Chief J, where I was sitting, I could see behind the screen where they were, and they were palling it up, and then they tried to kill each other later. So I thought at that point, I thought, what happened to the credibility there? Because it was like Santa Claus. Whoops. I wasn't quite sure that it was fake at that point. And it kind of blew the whole deal for me.
Definitely. So was that your first event live that you went to?
That was the first live. I think that was the first and last. It was like four. It was like 4 hours of wrestling because they tape all these shows ahead of time.
Gotcha.
And then play. This is old school. I mean, we're talking 79, 80.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is available on the network. You can go back and watch. It's great fun. And that's, and you always hear them say, coming up at the Ag Hall in Allentown.
Yes. Chief J. Strongbow, he was always on the verge of being beaten. And then the spirit would get into him. Then he'd start dancing around the ring.
Yeah.
And you couldn't stop him. And
that's the best.
Yep. Oh, it was fantastic.
He always turned it around for his fans.
I love that.
Who else was at Allentown? Was it Snuka there?
Well, but think about that era that he's talking about. That's all the classic stuff on what we thought of a Saturday morning wrestling.
That was before Jimmy,
before Hogan and all that. Yeah.
Right, guys. We got a phone call calling. Yeah. Thank you for calling Completely Damaged Radio. And who's on the line?
Hey, I'm untied now. It's Candy.
Hey!
Yay. Yay. And I heard, Candy, you have a special shout-out for the Bullet here, huh?
I do, and I kind of have a bone to pick with Magic Mike because he kind of beat me to it.
Oh. Hey, we'll sing again. Go ahead, ready?
We got nothing but time.
All right, well, I hope the airwaves aren't completely damaged after I do this, so I'm going to do my absolute best. All right.
Happy birthday to you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Arthur.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Mr. Celebrity here today, man.
I can't believe it's happened to me again.
Got damaged.
Yeah.
Oh. Katie, how's everything going?
Well, kind of had a rough morning, but I'm happy now. I've got Monco Radio on, completely damaged. It's funny because I tuned into Monco about 10 minutes before you guys came on RC. First song that came on was an Oddball Kiss song, so that kind of made my morning.
Nice. I wonder if Matt had anything to do with it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play all of Matt's favorite songs.
We don't know. If only Mistress Candy was here, she could lead the spanking of Arthur's birthday. See, that's how that would work, right?
My wrists are killing me. She had me tied up that day.
Now, Daryl, this is Katie calling from all the way from Canada.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Where in Canada?
Toronto.
Toronto, yep.
Toronto, one of my favorite cities.
It's funny, dude, you sound a lot like a famous radio personality we have up here. You may have heard of him. I don't know. Andy Frost?
Oh, Andy Frost. I've been told I'm a sound-alike to Andy Frost.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a popular radio personality on Classic Rock Q107 up here.
Wow.
And he's also the voice for the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Air Canada. Well, now it's called the Scotiabank Center. I keep changing the name all the time.
Well, I love Toronto, so if I ever have the chance to go to Toronto and work, I would take it. So get my resume in there.
If you want to book Daryl Berger in Toronto, you can call.
There you go. Thank you.
He could be his double. If he ever has to take a night off, I'm pretty sure nobody would know the difference.
All right. I ride the bus right up there.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, I won't keep you guys too long, but I also wanted to talk about something that's going to happen on Wednesday in the evening.
Okay.
So up here in Canada, we have something called Bell Let's Talk Day. So basically what that is, it's something that has been organized to sort of break the stigma on mental health and mental illnesses and all that. So what happens is on your cell phones, and I'm pretty sure this only works up here, but you text a certain number, you do the hashtag Bell Let's Talk, and you donate $1 to mental health research and all that. So that's the first thing. Second off, I wanted to give back in some way because I do deal with depression and anxiety on a day-to-day basis, and it's very, very difficult. And with all the support that I get, I wanted to give something back. So what I did is I organized a chill and chat live with Candy. So I'm going to go live on my Facebook page. Anyone can join in. You can vent. You can talk about whatever you want. You can ask me anything you want. And I want to get people to do that so I can also help break that stigma on mental illness. So for all the listeners out there, if you want to friend me on Facebook, it's Candy Burton. Send me a friend request. I will add you to the group, and you can join me live. And I look forward to talking to you guys.
That's awesome, Candy. Yep.
Also, you said about mental health illness, Candy. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. If these kids have illness going on with the diseases in children's hospitals, in Canada, they have Shriners Children's Hospital. But I'm a Shriner. As a Shriner, I would say the only thing you could donate is to the Shriners Children's Hospital, because I think it's a great idea to do a donation on that.
That's awesome, Bullet. Well, Candy, thank you so much, and I will definitely be tuning in. It's awesome work that you're doing down there.
Oh, I'm doing my best. I mean, it's the least I can do for all the support that I've been getting. So,
well, Candy, as always, we appreciate your time, and until we hear from you again, stay damaged.
Yeah, you'll probably hear from me next week. I think my twin sister went into hiding.
Sounds good. All right, have a great week.
And I hear somebody pulling a Ric Flair in the background.
With a tear in my eye.
All right, you guys, stay damaged.
You too. Candy. Thanks, Candy. Daryl, I got to ask you, what inspired you to pursue the radio business?
I was almost killed in a car accident when I was 17 years old, and I started to listen to late-night radio. And before he was doing commercials for Krill fish oil, and before he was on CNN, Larry King used to have an all-night radio program. And I started to listen to that. And I found out a little bit about Larry King, that he really had no discernible talent. And I thought, well, I don't have any talent. I could be on the radio too. So it was really listening to the old Larry King radio program overnights. As I was recovering from this car accident, I couldn't sleep, so I ended up listening to his show usually all night long. So that's what inspired me to get involved. That's what interested me in radio anyway.
Do you remember your first live broadcast?
Barely. I did a show with which was a disc jockeying thing, and the first song I ever played was Margaritaville. By what's his name?
Jimmy Buffett.
That'd be Jimmy Buffett. Yes, exactly. Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. So I remember that, and I remember, you know, being very, very bad, but it was all right. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Do you remember what time you were on?
It was in the afternoon. It was because somebody didn't show up at this public station that I was working at. Somebody didn't show up, so somebody had to do it. So I was there, so I did it, and you know that was it.
So you just got thrown right in.
The rest was radio history, as they say.
That's right. Now, I read, actually, you're best known for one of your shows called Comment Please by Univest.
Yes, I've done that for 31 years.
Wow, man.
Wow. Yes,
there you go.
Talk a little about that.
It's not the applause that Arthur gets, but it's close.
Yeah, he's celebrity status.
I understand.
Well, isn't it funny when you think about that? Is he's celebrating 24 years old today, but you've been, that show's older than Arthur.
It's hard to believe.
You know, the funny thing is that the WMPV is close to North Penn High School.
Yes.
And my brother Ben the Bearded One Littman graduated there back in 2009. 4 years later, I graduated back in 2014. And because since me and Ben graduated from high school, and the funny thing is Ben educated here 4 years ago,
yeah,
like for all 4 years, and then he graduated. He educated in St. Joe's for 2 years, and then he graduated, and he has a very good education.
That's awesome.
There you go. North Penn is the foundation of that, sort of. Yeah. We're right next to North Penn High School, actually.
Yeah. Now, Darryl, tell us a bit about that show.
About Comment Please. Well, usually the show deals with local stuff. Okay. I mean, we have local guests on, like the county commissioners, local congresspeople, state reps and that sort of thing. And once in a while, we get some celebrities on that are sort of noticeable or recognizable. We've had John Oates on, John Oates of Hall & Oates.
Nice.
Back when I was a kid, you know, they were big. I don't know how many people still remember Hall & Oates.
Right.
But, you know, John Oates grew up in North Wales. Daryl Hall grew up in Pottstown, so they're local guys, and John Oates comes on once in a while, and I've gotten to really enjoy our visits. I really like music, so I'm a big music person.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bullet, you got your next question?
What's your favorite guest that you have met on the radio show?
That's actually been there, because, you know, a lot of these, especially your celebrities, don't actually come into the studio. It's over the phone. But, well, your mom's been on a few times. She's one of my favorite. She's one of my favorite guests, Celia Littman, who has come on to talk about all sorts of issues, autism-related. And I don't know, we've probably done a program, not every year, but for the last 10 years or so, maybe even longer than that, with your mom.
We got a phone call. Colleen, thank you for calling Completely Damaged Radio. And who's on the line?
What an introduction. This is Corey.
Corey.
Hey.
Corey.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Arthur? Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Another member who was at the Arthur's birthday bash last night, I gotta say.
Uh-huh.
Right. Wouldn't miss it for the world, guys.
Nice.
As a teacher, you know, many of my students, Daryl, have the idea of, you know, like working in broadcasting someday. So,
yeah.
I know you, it takes a lot of hard work and commitment, but can you share with me a little bit about just like your first broadcasting job and, you know, kind of what inspired you to get started with that?
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, you know, I was working for nothing, so you got to be willing to do whatever you got to do in order to get it. As a matter of fact, we just had a college intern who just graduated. He went to school in Salisbury, Maryland, and his first job is in Florida, which is a good place to be. But for $20,000 a year, he's going to be sitting in a production truck, and they're going to patch in actual video from soccer matches across the country. And then they're going to be, it's going to be distributed by ESPN. It's a pretty good deal.
Oh, wow.
But it's a $20,000 a year gig. So he's not making a heck of a lot of money. And he's got to move to Florida, which again isn't too bad a place to move. He's got an uncle and aunt down there.
Nice.
But that's what he is doing. So you have to be willing to do just about anything to get into it. And then you have to be willing to stick with it once you're into it. And if you love it, it's almost like, you know, you've found what you need to do. And you're compelled to stay with it. If you don't love it, it's kind of rough to stick around long enough to make a mark in it, I think.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely see it takes commitment, and you got to definitely put your time in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Arthur, I got another question for you.
Go ahead, Corey.
You got any other plans for today, your birthday celebration?
Oh, man. That's going to be a tough answer. I'm going to have to say, I'm not really sure about this, but since, you know, the funny thing is, like you said, because since I'm gonna be.
Did you open my birthday card? Let's put it that way.
Yes, I did. I appreciate it, and I really appreciate it with that gift card. I appreciate it, man.
No problem, guys. Hey, as always, stay damaged. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, Clure, you have any trouble sleeping last night with all that excitement with the Rumble, man?
Oh, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Driving home, just shaking. Oh man, I can't. I wonder who's gonna win next.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Clure. Appreciate your call, man.
Yep. Bye bye.
Nice. Now, Daryl, what do you prefer? Would you prefer an actual in-studio guest or live on the phone? What would you rather have?
In-studio. It's always easier to communicate with people when you're looking at them.
Yeah.
As opposed to just talking to them over the... they're sort of easier to handle if they're on the phone. Because you cut them off, you can pot them down, you can do whatever. But I much prefer people in-studio that you can talk to and relate to.
And what would do you have any funny stories or something like what happened that wasn't expected mid conversation you lose them live on the line?
Funny story? Well, there's nothing funny about losing your guest on the line.
That's not
fun. That's a nightmare.
I can only imagine. Yes.
The only thing that after such a long period of time, I think the only thing that I really get nervous about is we do a number of remote broadcasts where we go out and we broadcast from a particular location. Comment, please, by Univest is the name of the show. Univest Financial Service Company is the company that is the title sponsor. We go to a number of their branches and that sort of thing to do the actual program. I get a little nervous in those situations because people who don't know what you're doing, they'll come up to you, they'll just start talking to you when you're trying to in the middle of something. So it's when you're outside of the studio. I always say I'm on a away field, so that's always a little bit unsettling. In studio, there's not much that can happen because sometimes people don't show up. There's a snowstorm or whatever, and you've got a backup plan, so everything's sort of backed up.
Or you can't find a parking spot.
Exactly.
There's a lot of parking, but the parking lot is so far away from any of the buildings that. I almost had a heart attack getting in here today.
It's kind of like the old radio station. It's all the way in the PE building, live in the back in the corner. And now look at it.
It's going to be a recurring theme, complaining about the damn parking here.
That always has been. As long as I've been here, that's been the one thing. Everybody complains about the parking,
You know about the quad? You know the quad here? They could tear down the trees and just put up a big parking building here. 7 or 8 floors, and then people could... You probably stay inside. You could just walk to whatever building you needed to walk to.
Just for guests for Maka Radio.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. When I get all those Powerball matching $1 million numbers, that's what I'm going to build a giant parking garage here in Maka.
And your own house just for you, right?
Yeah. It's up to the board directors. That's going to be the decision.
Oh, boy. Well, that's going to
throw a crimper. He will be the board directors if he wins the
Powerball. I'm winning a lot of money. Yes, I'm saying that right now. Universe, hear that.
Matt, I gotta flip it on you now. What do you enjoy most about doing the radio? Get to work here, do the radio.
You know what? I've always just been real lucky. We've had like Daryl mentioned when I started, it was WRFM was over in College Hall and it broadcast literally from the one room into the cafeteria. And if you weren't on during that lunchtime, nobody heard you. It was. Right. But then when we went to intranet for a while, I think around 2001, anybody on campus could listen. But then by 2003, you figure everybody on the planet could listen because then it goes streaming, which is, I think it's amazing that Monco Radio can broadcast to everyone on the planet.
Well, we're getting calls from Toronto for Pete's sake.
Think of that, right? Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. We got people listening all over, and I think that's the thing that really amazes me. Plus, the thing that's great, it's a club. So anybody could join because you could be a business major, you could be an SRT major, you could be a dental hygiene major, whatever you want. But if you want to try it, you can just try it. And so that's always been one of the strengths.
Now, what year did you get here, Matt?
I started here February 98.
Oh, 98.
So, yeah, 98.
Where were the studios like?
So at the time, Monco Radio was still called WRFM, you said. Now, that was over in College Hall, in the first floor of College Hall, right by the cafeteria.
Then that used down to be Founders Hall?
Founders Hall. Now, that was it was College Hall by the time I got here. Okay. So if you're talking 80, you were here in 80, early 80s.
80, or, 81, something like that.
So that, I don't know when they actually switch it over. That's a good trivia question. Right. And Parkhouse Hall, I think, was something else at the time.
The most excitement we had was the Hooters came to play the cafeteria.
Wow.
Now, do you remember the Hooters?
Sure. Oh, I seen that before when I was in King of Prussia, and yeah. It says Hooters Restaurant. And
different Hooters.
No. I like your mindset.
Although in second thought, actually have the Hooters here would have maybe been even better. But anyway, the Hooters, the rock group, the Hooters, they were in. They played the cafeteria, and we did kind of a live broadcast and had them on, and that was the ultimate WRFM experience.
You know, it's funny. There was a time when apparently this was a real hub of rock. You know, when we did a show a couple years ago, and I talked to Steve Choice, who's one of the facilities, and he's been here a long time. Yeah. And he says he remembers Nils Lofgren was here, and like they used to do this folk festival here, and people would camp on campus. And, you know, we're talking the 70s. But really? Wow. He had all kind of great memories of them cleaning out classrooms so people could sleep in the classrooms, and there was bands everywhere. And you know, that's and talk about a different time, but
yeah.
The opposite of Woodstock.
same kind of thing, you know, like you just want to camp out and listen to music, and you know, it's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, what about the guest was here a couple of years ago, which is Matt Riddle, and you interviewed him because he won the match last night against Canales. Last night.
That's another guy.
Last Saturday night, NXT TakeOver, which is in Phoenix.
Yep.
And that was craziest match I ever seen. His athleticism was good.
Yeah, that was another guy that has the camp out because he was in the UFC for a while.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you got to work your way up, you know, and then he finally did that switch.
Why was he here?
He actually came on live on Diamond Radio. I reached out to him, and he came out. Yeah.
You know, we always interview different people, you know, and a lot of them are young wrestlers and things like that. And sure. Our friend Danny Cage runs the world-famous Monster Factory, and he was a student at the Monster Factory. So Matt Riddle at the time had come out of, you know, the MMA fighting and was training at the Monster Factory to be a wrestler, and really just within the last couple months got the call up. He's with the WWE now. And we like to say that, you know, that's your first stepping stone to greatness is coming in and doing completely damaged radio.
Right, there you go.
The future's bright.
The launching pad.
Yep.
How did damaged radio get its name?
Okay, well,
take over the interviewing process. Hey,
that's your side of the mic. Yeah.
I love it how you're switching it back. Well, long time ago, I got to say that probably like 05, 06.
Did you name the program?
I did, yes. Okay. Yeah, my friend had a show called Mint Condition.
Yeah.
And he would interview various wrestlers. And, you know, I was like, he wanted to have his own show. And I was like, I need my own show because I enjoy doing this. Right. I enjoy interviewing guys that I watched in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the opposite of Mint Condition? Completely damaged.
There you go.
So that's when I met Matt when I went to school here back in 06, 07. Mm-hmm. And him and I just linked up and we started doing
what
damage.
What year was One Step Higher? Was that
07, I think.
Really?
07, 09, maybe.
That would make sense because, you figure that when we shot the video in that cage, that was one of the last things because then that summer we moved up to this building.
Yeah.
So it would have been that summer of 2007.
Why did you do a radio show in a cage?
You know what? At the time, they were doing a video show. And we had, when we were in the communications, I say we in this kind of large sense, the communication program was still down on the second floor of the PE building. And there was the old equipment cage. But by the time I got here, the equipment cage had already moved. Then we had the tech services office.
Right.
So we decided, since they're doing professional wrestling, let's go in this little caged room and shoot the video in there. And they were talking inside the caged room. It looked really cool, and it was funny because that's the first video that we did was, and this is a whole other long story, was RC was doing this thing to be the commissioner of PW wrestling. It was a contest.
Right.
So we shot it in the little cage room, you know, so you have this cage and you see a pipe up the back and, you know, he's got this great promo about you should vote for me and I'm going to go one step higher. And it was great. It was, but that was, you know, it started really as a video show. We started, it was Brock and RC were doing this thing, you know, as a video show, and we would go around and interview people, and you figure that was back before everybody had a cell phone. So if we went out and he would dress up in a suit and looked all official and we could get a camera from here and people were like, wow, look at this guy.
Right.
Now every jabroni on the planet, oh, look, I have a radio show because they have one on their phone.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like,
right.
And, you know, they're, and in a way it's made it tougher because I think a lot of people are oversaturated on podcasts.
Well, everybody has a podcast now. Yeah. So what does it mean to be on the radio?
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means to be on the radio with everybody podcasting.
I think for what we try and really promote when the students come in, it's that live element. You know, like right now, we got those live callers. We were able to interact. There's people all over the planet tuning in. I think that's the thing that I still like the most.
Right.
And I love the idea of that shared experience. Mm-hmm. Like right now, everybody's listening live. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you listen to a podcast, you might listen on Tuesday. I'll listen on Wednesday. Arthur's listening on Thursday. And you kind of, it filters down.
Yeah.
But I still think, and I mean, maybe it's because we're out of that generation where you grew up and radio really felt important.
Yeah.
That I love that idea of people tuned in all at once to share something. Yeah. That's still, it's something I don't think you get with a podcast.
It is the communal experience, and exactly. It is the immediacy. It's happening now, and people are sharing in it.
Right.
That's the great thing.
Absolutely.
The best thing was, you know, sharing that experience with Completely Damaged was Matt and I being able to go to all these different conventions, meet all these wacky, you know, wrestling fans. So
it sounds like radio was an entree into the wrestling world for you.
It was, yes.
Right.
Yeah, like it was like, you know. Like
so it was wrestling
we
first.
Actually, we started video, doing video actually. All the time. It was always a video program where we would go out and actually interview people. But then, really, it was one of those things where, you know, it was easier. Like wrestling became like they started ramping up so much that if you're a day behind, the news already has changed.
Yeah.
With this, it's a lot more easy to be immediate.
Yeah.
You know, like you're live, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, and plus I'm already here at work. So
yeah.
was the Royal Rumble a pay-per-view event or what was it?
Yeah.
You can talk about that. The man who created the Royal Rumble, which is the Hall of Famer himself, Pat Patterson.
Okay.
He created it because they called him the Royal Rumble, and he created the Royal Rumble pay-per-view because it was started 31 years ago.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And because what happened was, is that they had 20 men back in 88, and then today, 30. 2011, it was 40, and then it was disaster.
Yeah.
Back in 2011.
It was like 48 hours long, I felt like. Even last night's was kind of long.
And congrats to Becky Lynch for taking over Lana's place of the number 28. And Seth Rollins won the match. And, like, really, that was a former Shield member. Like, Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble back in 2015. And then Rollins won for this year. And, like, really?
Yeah.
That was insane.
So, Arthur, I mean, was this part, was your party going on while the Rumble was happening? Is that?
We did some drawings, and I decided not to use scrap paper. I decided to use balls, like bingo balls.
Yeah.
And so.
I literally felt, Arthur, like we were, like, backstage about to wrestle. Because, you know, you were rounding it up. You know, what ball am I going to pick, you know? Only thing different is we got three balls each. So, we had, you know, if we got eliminated, oh, we got another chance, you know?
And what happened was, is that, that I drew the numbers. And the funny thing, what happened last night, Zelina Vega was underneath the ring.
Yep.
There were four of them last night. And the women's Royal Rumble, Zelina Vega, and guess what comes out? Hornswoggle,
yeah.
The man who dressed up like a leprechaun, and he gets crazy on Zelina Vega. And then she got eliminated, and Hornswoggle says, I'm going backstage to keep chasing her.
Yep.
And that made me laugh.
You see what you're missing,
and that's completely damaged.
Yes.
Hornswoggle's his little leprechaun, and he was hiding under the ring and chased her all the way back to the arena.
That was completely damaged.
That's what makes it fun, like completely damaged. Like Matt and I would go to these conventions, ask these guys that we watched on TV, you know, what inspired, like we want to know your journey. What inspired you to become a professional wrestler?
Right.
What are some of your highlights of your career? You know, where can people find you? Like, you know, we want to get their name out there because they meant such an inspiration to us watching on TV, you know, and then they just sometimes forgot about.
What about the wrestlers that don't make it? I there was a few years ago, there was a movie called The Wrestler.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure everyone here has seen that movie.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that's really a tough lifestyle.
That's the real.
If you're not in the big time, you know, you're getting hit with light bulbs or something.
Well, it's fascinating when you watch, you know, and you can talk about this from what you did this weekend, but when you go to an independent wrestling, you know, you figure they're traveling for how many miles to get to a place like the Q Mart or Coventry Mall around here, things like that, for a wrestling show.
This is not
show,
real glamorous.
Probably not making a lot of money, but really doing it for the love.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I think, what makes an independent show so much, you know, more exciting sometimes, is because, first of all, you're right there. You know, you talk about seeing them pal around in the back.
Yeah.
I always think when you see somebody that looks like they probably got legit hurt, you think, they don't have a team backstage to work on them. They still got to go to their job at the Walmart on Monday. Yeah. You know, it's hard.
Yeah. Or an emergency room visit or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And that was the thing. Like, I was talking with Matt about it. I was like, you know, I'm getting that itch again. I miss doing this. So,
right.
You know, I went to the closet, found that suit, pulled it out. And
like Superman.
Yep. Last night, on Saturday night, I got to go to Triple WA in the Quaker Town Farmers Market and shoot Damage one more time. And if felt pretty good. I was live in the ring.
Yeah.
They have a good, nice little new banner of the Worldwide Wrestling Alliance. And, I'm interviewing a guy named the Wolfman who, like, literally, like, my wife loved his eyebrows. Cause, like, he looks like a Wolfman.
Yes.
And, like, no one tells me anything that's going to happen because they like to get a rise out of me. And then out of nowhere, someone came from behind him and started beating him up, like, live on camera. And my wife's, like, laughing. She was like, and then afterwards, like, did we scare you? She's like, no, I'm used to this kind of stuff.
You know, we've always had a great relationship. Worldwide Wrestling Alliance is a local federation that's around here. And they've always been good to let us go and interview. And like you said, it's, you know, you get to interview people at the start of their career a lot of the time. And it's fun because, you know, you get kind of that insight is what makes you want to go in and wrestle for these people, you know, even when you're not making really anything, but except for the excitement and love of it.
There was a local fundraiser one time, I don't know, one of the schools around here, and they hosted a wrestling.
Yeah.
It was professional wrestling, and it was the Concrete Cowboy. I interviewed the Concrete Cowboy and some guy named Bad Ira, which I didn't think was necessarily that intimidating a name, but I remember interviewing both of these guys, and we talked about, you know, what they did and how it's entertainment and how they, you know, kind of orchestrate things ahead of time, and it was fascinating. It's been a while, though, since I don't think the Concrete Cowboy's at it anymore, but
yeah. He
also did some radio, actually, the Concrete Cowboy, so he blended radio and wrestling together as well.
That's awesome. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, like, it's the best bang for your buck, you know, independent wrestling. Because, like, you can spend $80 and be in the nosebleeds for World Wrestling Entertainment. Yes. Or you can go to a local indie fed, arrive right there, intermission, they interact with the fans, you know.
Right.
Yeah, like, $5 for an autograph compared to $25, you know, for a photo opportunity with your own camera. You know, it's just like, you know.
That sounds cheap. It's probably more than that.
exactly, you know. So it's like, you know, like, it's everything you can ask for. Like, you know, plus at the Q Mart. You can go get a shake, a burger, and man, I ate at the Flippin' Shake. I don't know what it was called, but man, a little pricey, but that burger
Q-Mart
was amazing.
Q-Mart rules. There's no question about it.
I've been to Q-Mart many years ago, and they have a lot of used mobilia over there, and I did not know they have used items everywhere in the stores. And it looks like a mall style back in, it was in Quaker Town.
Yep. And there's only 35 entrances. You got to find which one to go into. I
mean, that's nice, though. Yeah. Come on, that's all right.
It's nice, you know, if you're like on time and you know what entrance to go in. But if your car's over here and you have to walk all the way,
you know the new arena for the Worldwide Wrestling Alliance is all the way down the end.
Now
it's
I
simple.
Know,
yep. Record Revival is right in the middle. You can't go wrong.
The Q Marts are leaving us too, so you got to enjoy them while you got.
Zern's. That's where Zern's used to be, the home of the Worldwide Wrestling Alliance. I hope the Q Mart never leaves. I love the Q Mart, and it's like they have. I go there because there's really a legit record store still. It's called Record Revival, and you can still go there, and you're flipping through albums like it's the 80s. I love it. I love that.
Hey, Matt, what are you thinking about getting yourself a jukebox for yourself, put all the records in?
You know, I would love that. I think that would be so fantastic be cool. to have. You know, I'm usually just a couple $1,000 short on all that stuff. So.
Do you have vinyl?
Absolutely. You know, I sold a lot of stuff when we sold our house earlier in the year. I'm like, you know what? I just can't take all this stuff with me. But I kept all the, you know, real important ones.
Nice. Yep.
We have vinyl too. My wife is getting back into vinyl. And the sound quality is just, it's unrivaled. You can't, no matter how clean it is digitally, it can't rival vinyl.
Right.
And some of us as kids used to get albums like The Dark Side of the Moon and listen to that with headphones, and there was nothing better than that. That was as good as it got.
It's the greatest. You know, yeah. It's funny. My younger daughter, we got her a turntable, a little record player. It's a self-contained record player for
really?
Christmas. It's actually, it looks like a 57 Chevy. It's red and silver chrome.
Wow.
And you flip the top up, but it will also play CDs. It will also hook to her Bluetooth. But in her room, she can put on records. And I'm really trying hard to get her into buying vinyl. Because I figure it'll keep her out of trouble because you'll have no money because that's what you spend on money. But I love it. I go up and she's spinning records. And she, you know, she the only thing is she doesn't like having to get up and turn the album over. She's a little lazy, but it's great.
Today's performers, are they on vinyl or are they all?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of retro. It's funny. Her favorite band is called My Chemical Romance, and their albums you can find on vinyl. And the one day, and this is a story I love, is we went to the record revival and we're walking around, and she goes right to the M section and she's flipping through and she found one she didn't have. Held it above her head like a trophy. And the gasp of excitement was exactly why you go to those stores.
That's it.
So it was great.
Was it like in slow motion, like excitement?
No, she started jumping up and down. Daddy,
it's only $55.99.
It was $20. That wasn't bad, okay, you know. It was good, you know. And for her excitement, it's worth it. So,
definitely.
And if you ever go in the back room of that, they actually have like the huge racks of like $2 and $5 albums, all used. Right. But you could spend all day flipping through, and we're getting way off topic. But you know what? I love it.
You know, Damage Radio, we always float around.
There you go. That's
good. You know,
free form.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, my grandparents used to have probably a record player with a CD, but now it's my brother's, and he uses his own record players for his music at home. Like, really?
That's
and
awesome.
I hope he's going to be still using it for himself so he can listen to music.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
But I don't have a record player, but I wish I had one, but my answer is no. But I'm
one day, still, right, man?
Yeah,
one
someday.
For your 25th birthday.
Yeah, 25th birthday. That sounds good, man.
So when you started as in radio, did you have to cue them up?
People don't understand what cueing is. And on the vinyl, you get a cue burn after they get so it'd be, and then the music would start.
Wow.
But you'd get a cue burn to, oh no, cueing records, well, that's what you had to do back in the day.
Now, Darryl, tell us a little bit about some of the awards you won in radio.
Well, I've won literally dozens of awards. The Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, the Associated Press Pennsylvania Division, Philadelphia News Gatherers or something. I think the radio show and other various awards, probably around 50 or 55. I can't keep track. And a lot of them are in the attic now at the radio station. After a while, they just say, put them up in the attic.
Nice. So. Hey, guys, we got a phone call coming in. Thank you for calling Completely Damaged Radio. And who's on the line?
This is your mother. Happy birthday.
The blush.
And Darryl, welcome to the show. It's so interesting to hear you be interviewed versus you being the interviewer.
I'm completely out of my environment. I'm sweating a little bit here because I don't know where this thing's going. You know? I have no control.
You're very funny, though, I have to say. It's a different side. It's nice to see.
How about that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now, how long have we been doing radio shows together, Celia?
I don't know. 15. I don't know. I met you at the Taste of Home at North Bend High School. Oh, my God. I love that.
That was a big food event that we hosted ever. First at Christopher Dock and then at North Penn.
Oh, it was a great show. They had chefs teaching you stuff. You won stuff. It was great. And I just asked Darryl after getting to, you know, meeting him, you know, hey, you should do a show on autism in April. So that's what we did and brought people on to educate parents. And
we were talking about it before a lot of people, and now it seems like there's a lot of conversation about it, but we really started, we were almost like cutting edge in that regard.
Yes, I would say we really started in with those people that brought up the early intervention, and you heard all about Arthur's progression. I mean, look at him now. Mm-hmm. And the significance of this birthday is, Arthur, what's your favorite number?
24.
Uh-huh.
Mom, you know, last month, Candy just called in, and she was talking about autism. And
yes,
Ari, so you took care of that for yourself.
Yeah, we need to talk, Candy and I. Yeah. Cameron will have to give RC. Will have to give her.
Right. My it's number. All my cover here.
I never know which one to use, but anyway.
Me either.
So, yeah, exactly. But anyway, well, happy birthday! You guys enjoy everything and have a beautiful day.
You as well. Appreciate the call as always.
All right, talk to you later.
Sounds good.
See you. Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Celia. And Celia also made. Celia is a great cook. My wife's not much on the cooking, so.
I did send you and Matt leftovers, the three pasta
Thank
dishes
you.
From yep. last night, and so you guys can enjoy. You know I always feed you, Daryl.
Yes, I know. Now everyone knows, Celia. Yeah. Thank you.
You know what, though? I have to say this. Yes. Everyone who knows me knows I'm feeling great when I'm cooking, and my favorite thing to do is cook and share. So
that's awesome.
It brings me joy.
To give back, yep.
Right? Yep. So,
that's awesome.
Anyway, all right, guys, have a great day.
All right, see you, Mom.
You too.
So, Dale,
yes.
What do you enjoy talking to them on your radio show?
What do I enjoy most?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I do like politics. We do a lot of stuff with politics, and it's not just what's happening nationally, but local politics. They get the county commissioners on. And sometimes we talk about Montco, and sometimes we talk about other things. But and the local district attorneys. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on locally that people don't automatically think about. It's not all Donald Trump and the wall or the government shutdown.
Actually, I knew one former commissioner right here in this Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And he's now the attorney general right here in the state. And I knew him pretty well, but I knew his dad. I was his patient many years ago.
Oh.
And because Attorney General Shapiro, the state of Pennsylvania, and because of what he tried to do is to take care of the issues in some gun violence. And that was a smart thing to take care of the community.
So you knew his dad, who was a doctor.
Yes.
And I don't know that I've ever met his dad, but I think he was on the county health board or something for a while.
Nice.
And Josh, of course, is one of the real political stars locally. A former state rep, then he became a county commissioner, now he's the state attorney general. And a lot of people think that he might be the next governor.
Yeah. But he's doing this for president of the United States, and that's what he's trying to do.
Well, some have heard that said. I know that's a long way to go.
That's
he's
right.
got a lot of bridges to cross until then, but he's a pretty smart guy, I'll say that much.
Now, Dara, what's one thing you would change about the radio business?
What would I change about the radio business? Well, I guess maybe I'd reduce the number of podcasts just to get on earlier topic. The radio business is always evolving, and I guess I'm old school, so I don't evolve as quickly as the business. But a lot of it is driven by social media now, and I think it's maybe overly driven by that, as I think the news in general is. I mean, you watch a local newscast, and what are they showing? They're showing videos that are getting a lot of play, whether they have any news value or not. So I would not put the horse before the cart before the horse. I would put the horse before the cart. But not the so I think sometimes the priorities have gotten a little jumbled. But
now, what are some goals for 2019 for yourself?
2019, well, you know, you reach a certain age, it's just to get through the year.
Exactly.
It's just to survive the walk back to my car. I don't. Do they have any shuttles or anything that run around here, like a golf cart or something?
We should have that, like a monorail. Nice.
Pay money for that.
I'll grab one of these officers around here for you.
Yeah. No, I don't think there are any huge goals, but just to continue to, you know, do a lot of good community programming.
What keeps you still going in the business?
I get back to what got me started into it. And it's a love for it. I enjoy it. I used to say that almost every vacation I was on, I was anxious to get back. Maybe not quite that anymore. But when I'm away from it, I miss it. So it's just the fact that I enjoy doing what I do.
Nice. Now, Paul, you got another question?
If the damage fans want to follow you, and where they can go?
Yes, well, we have a website at WNPV, and I think it may change eventually because in the introduction, we're on FM now, which is just something we started, kind of a limited a coverage area, 98.5.
But now it's AM.
And we're also, we've been AM since we went on the air in 1960, so it's AM 1440. The website is WNPV1440.com. So that's the actual website. We're also on Facebook. A lot of the interviews that I do during our morning program, which tend to be shorter interviews, I'm on from 6 to 9 in the morning doing some short interviews, doing traffic and weather and sports and that kind of thing. And then the Comment Please by Univest program is on during the noon hour. They can listen live on the internet, or they can go to our Facebook and hear various interviews, like a podcast almost.
You know, the funny thing is that the North Penn graduate, Brandon McManus,
yes,
and he won the Super Bowl back in 2016. And what happened was he was there at North Penn High School when he won the Super Bowl. And because the funny thing is that I knew his sister.
Okay, Brandon's sister.
She used to take care of my grandparents, but they're no longer with us. They passed away since summer 2013.
Yeah, Brandon McManus won the Super Bowl with the Broncos.
That's right.
And then he came back and visited the high school, and that was a big deal.
Definitely. He was the first North Penn graduate to be a member of the NFL player, because I would say that was a smart thing, like being the kicker for the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And because John Elway, the Hall of Famer, his last game was back in 02, and then he became a Mason. And I became a Mason since 4 years ago. Like, really?
Why?
I joined that. And me and my brother are Masons, especially my father as well. And my family got involved in the same league.
Wow.
Dynamite.
I have had relatives that were Masons, too. I got to get in on this Mason thing.
Definitely do.
Are you a Mason, man?
No, I didn't know.
RC, are you a Mason?
No. Not yet, but he's
trying
about joining.
He's trying to rope me in.
I just want to know who's in the club and who isn't right here. I'm just going to get the landscape down.
So for the communication majors here at Monco that are listening, what's one piece of advice you can give them?
Well, I would say, again, if you're interested in getting into broadcasting, TV, and there are a lot more opportunities for TV with cable and all than there are really radio. Radio is kind of tough. Satellite radio has its thing. If you can monetize podcasting, God bless you and good luck with that. But, you know, if you love it, do it. I would say, to me, the greatest, I think, mistake to make in life is not to pursue something you love, because you spend so much time doing it. Yeah. And if you love it, it just makes life a whole lot brighter.
Well, Daryl, I'd like to say thank you so much for joining us today on Damage Radio, MonkaRadio.com, where music reminds me.
I didn't know there's going to be so much wrestling talk, because I got other wrestling stories. I had an accumulation of wrestling stories.
I guess
stories.
That means you'll have to come
back,
right?
Well, you can give us another one. Yeah, Prog World starts a little after 11,
so perfect,
we can roll a little longer.
I just want to, are the McMahons still involved
absolutely,
in wrestling?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, because Shane and The Miz won the tag team titles for SmackDown last night. And Shane made a great idea by The Miz.
Okay, so who is the champion now of that level? I mean, of the upper level, who is the champion wrestler?
So on Raw, Bullet, who do we have?
Last night, Lesnar's still the champ, and Daniel Bryan's still the champ.
Yeah.
And because of Raw and SmackDown titles, they are still the champ.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, it's, I'll leave that where it is in terms of another
study
another
up and
story.
Come back.
I got some work to do, but I do have other stories there.
You got another story to share?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
Not a good one.
Hey, no, so actually, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs. Think about this. We had the return of you to the ring. Arthur celebrates a birthday, and we want to give a shout-out. So Says Chernoff debuted on Fight TV. It was cool.
That was awesome. Oh.
Josh Chernoff did his show recorded right here in our TV studio.
Right.
And then this week it debuted on Fight TV. So it's, you know, he's going to the big time. It's nice. I watched it on my home screen. I thought that was fantastic.
That is awesome.
I think RC and I should do the same thing. Like, if we do it, like, on Fight TV, I think that would be great.
Hey, man. You got to keep going, right?
I am going to keep going, man.
Sky is the limit.
And I got to give a special shout-out to Matt. He actually, we finally now have CompletelyDamaged.net back up and running. So,
oh, my God. You know,
building the website.
We're building the website, you know, so now you can listen to us live on there, on Podomatic.com, and you guys can get completely damaged. And Daryl, I really, really hope you can come back sometime in the future, man.
Well, I would be happy to do so. Anytime you want me, I'll be here.
That's awesome, man.
We'll save you a parking spot.
Even better. I may actually come back now if I get a parking spot.
Now, Matt, do you have a little song to go us out with?
You know, I have the only song that we ever go out with.
So, guys, remember, don't keep it nice and neat. Keep it completely damaged on MonkaRadio.com, where music reminds me.
Monka Radio fans, it's happening again. Alumni Broadcast 4. Airing on Saturday, April 13th, 2019. Starting at 8 a.m. all day and into the evening. Hear alumni personalities from We're Radio Free Monco, known as WRFM, and Monco Radio. For more information, contact Matt Porter if wishing to participate. That's Alumni Broadcast 4. The past presented in the present, teaching everyone's future.
Monco Radio.